On the first day at DeWitt Middle School's STEM Academy, sixth grade science teacher Ashley Barrera jumps right into teaching her class how to conduct experiments.
Devin, do you remember how long I said I was going to heat it up for?
30 seconds.
30 seconds.
She asked them to predict what would happen if they heat up a bar of Ivory soap in the microwave.
What's happening?
Foaming.
Can't be. Y'all said it was going to melt.
I changed my predictions.
After her students leave for lunch, Barrera says she's excited to be part of the academy so she can instill a love of science in her students while they're young.
I really want them to enjoy science. I mean, honestly, being a middle school teacher for 5 years, you see the enthusiasm go down over the years.
District officials are hoping the new academies help boost student success and reduce dropouts. Last Wednesday, all three of South Sand's middle schools, including DeWitt, received failing grades on the state's annual academic ratings. The district received a D. Delinda Castro is South Sand's chief academic officer.
It's not acceptable to me, it's not acceptable to parents, and it's not acceptable, you know, to anyone. And so we're making adjustments.
The district will likely have to make those adjustments with less help. Wednesday, the school board will consider job cuts in order to fill a $3 million budget shortfall. South Sand was hoping to make up the difference by raising taxes, but voters rejected the measure last Tuesday. Brenda Rodriguez has a son at South Sand High School and a daughter at DeWitt. She says she wishes the tax increase had passed.
You can't expect better standards, better education, better equipment in the schools and everything if the money's not there.
But she says a lot of parents don't trust the school board to use the money well. Camille Phillips, Texas Public Radio News.